Simon, and I am the Commission President. We will start with announcements.
We'd like to start the meeting with a land acknowledgement. We, the San Francisco Entertainment Commission, acknowledge that we are on the unceded ancestral homeland of the Ramaytush Ohlone, who are the original inhabitants of the San Francisco Peninsula. As the indigenous stewards of this land, in accordance with their traditions, the Ramaytush Ohlone have never ceded, lost, nor forgotten their responsibilities as the caretakers of this place, as well as for all peoples who reside in their traditional territory. As guests, we recognize that we benefit from living and working on their traditional homeland. We wish to pay our respects by acknowledging the ancestors, elders, and relatives of the Ramaytush community, and by affirming their sovereign rights as First Peoples. This meeting is being held in hybrid format, with the meeting occurring in person in City Hall, Room 416, broadcast live on SFGov TV, and available to view on Zoom or listen to by calling 1-669-900-6833 using meeting ID 856-2674-6308. We welcome the public's participation during public comment periods. There will be an opportunity for general public comment at the beginning of the meeting, and there will be an opportunity to comment on each discussion or action item on the agenda. Each comment is limited to 3 minutes. For those attending remotely, the Commission will hear up to 20 minutes of remote public comment total for each agenda item. Because of the 20-minute time limit, it is possible not every person in the queue will have an opportunity to provide remote public comment. Remote public comment from people who have received an accommodation due to disability will not count towards the 20-minute limit. Public comment will be taken both in person and remotely by video or call-in. For each item, the Commission will take public comment first from people attending the meeting in person and then from people attending the meeting remotely. For those attending in person, please fill out a speaker card located at the side table or podium. Come up to the podium during public comment, state your name, any affiliations, and then your comment. You will have 3 minutes. Once finished, please hand your speaker card to the Commission staff behind the podium. If using Zoom platform to speak, select the raise hand option when it's time for public comment. If calling by phone, dial *9 to be added to the speaker list when your item of interest comes up. When you're asked to speak, you unmute yourself by hitting *6. Please call from a quiet location, speak clearly and slowly, and turn down your television or radio. If you are also viewing the meeting at SFGov TV, be sure to mute it before speaking during public comment. Alternatively, while we recommend that you use Zoom, audio, or telephone for public comment, you may submit a written public comment through the chat function on Zoom. Please note that commissioners and staff are not allowed to respond to comments or questions during public comment. Thank you to SFGov TV and Media Services for sharing this meeting with the public.
Thank you. Let's do a roll call.
President Blyman.
Here.
Vice President Wong.
Here.
Commissioner Davis.
Here.
Commissioner Perez, running a little late. Commissioner Poggio.
Here.
And Commissioner Schlander.
Here.
All right, thank you. The next item is number 2, which is general public comment. Does anybody from the public want to address anything that is not on tonight's agenda?
No comments.
All right, we'll close public comment. The next agenda item is number 3, approval of minutes for the October 15 and October 22, 2024 commission meetings. I believe there may be one revision.
Yes, commissioners, I just noticed in one of the minutes on the October 25th or 22nd date, the time is listed at 5:30. I believe it was at 1:30. My mind.
No, that's right.
So that's the only correction I'd make. Otherwise, they're fine. Just the only motion I make is approval, but with the correction of 1:30 listed at.
Seconded.
Great. You should be a cop. That was a
one thing bothers me.
Just one more question, ma'am, before we go on. Columbo. All right, is there any public comment on the minutes?
No public comment.
All right, we'll close public comment and we have motions.
President Blyman.
Aye.
Vice President Wong.
Aye.
Commissioner Davis.
Aye.
Commissioner Poggio.
Aye.
And Commissioner Schlander.
Aye.
All right, meeting minutes have been approved. Number 4 is a report from Executive Director Weiland.
Good evening, commissioners. So I just have a few updates for this evening's director's report. As you all know, we just had a big election. I will not be speaking, obviously, on anything that happened at the federal level, but here locally, there were several things that will impact our work. So first and foremost, we have a new mayor-elect, Daniel Lurie, who will be sworn in at the beginning of January. And we also have several new members members of the Board of Supervisors. So just so that everyone is aware, the Entertainment Commission again falls under the City Administrator's office, and we will be taking our lead from the central office in terms of working with and familiarizing ourselves with the new staff of all of the new elected officials and making sure that everybody is aware of what we do as an office, how we function, and how we can support them in their work moving forward. Most often when we hear from members of the Board of Supervisors, it's relative to the places that we permit and usually is related to a sound complaint. And so we'll go ahead and provide some of that basic information. And then as soon as they're able to take meetings with us, we will be doing that at the discretion of the city administrator. Beyond that, there were a few ballot measures that we've been monitoring. Prop D did not pass. That measure would have made it so that the Board of Supervisors would have had the ability to remove several commissions, including ours, which was listed, and then reinstate up to 65 of those, making them essentially advisory only. That did not pass. So that will not be moving forward with our office and our commission. And then Prop E was the other commission ballot measure that was speaking to creating a task force to look at potential changes. And so that is something that we're now getting a little more information from our city attorney on, and I'll hopefully be able to brief you on at one of our December hearings, just so that we can hear a little bit more about next steps of how that will be coming into play in the next calendar year with our new members of the Board of Supervisors. Beyond that, there was also Prop M that impacts our work a bit, and this is a measure that essentially would be eliminating all of our entertainment license fees beginning in 2026, which is a good chunk of our revenue. However, we will not be held at a revenue loss as accountable for that. This is a really good thing for businesses, right? And so that's already been loaded into our budget for those future fiscal years, not at a loss, but just as an amount of money that we will no longer need to be held accountable for collecting from our businesses. We will continue to collect our permit application fees as well as any fees that come from enforcement-related activities. So if you have any questions about any of those measures, we'll answer to the best of our ability. Caitlin has been working closely with Treasurer and Tax Collector's Office on the Prop M initiative and the rollout of that. I believe that item is actually going to Budget and Finance tomorrow, so we'll continue to monitor that. Beyond that, I just wanted to update anybody who's watching and then remind all of our members of the commission that we will be having an annual holiday party on Wednesday, December 18th at Harrington's downtown on Front Street. It will begin at 5:30 p.m. and go until 8 p.m. Sometimes we'll be there well into the night having a good time. So come one, come all. It's a free event open to the public. It is a cash bar, and we usually just have a raucous good time. It's a great way to get to know some of us and for us to get to know our permit holders and for our permit holders to get to know each other. And we may have a few speeches this time around just to update folks on some of our accomplishments and things to look forward to in the year to come. So we encourage you to come, and you can RSVP online. We've sent out information in our newsletter. It's also posted on our social media, and we'll continue to post about it in the next month as we lead up to that event. The last update for you all is just around an appeal item. And so this was one where we had issued a citation to a place called Enzyme on Norfolk. And for operating entertainment without a permit. And we had visited this business, and the business appealed the citation on grounds that they didn't believe we should be entering the business, but this place was operating out of compliance in multiple ways. And we had Deputy Director Azevedo represent us on October 30th, as well as Inspector Young Rice, who was the inspector who attended that inspection and was able to provide testimony on what occurred that night. And we just received the other day the statement of decision about that appeal, that we won that appeal and the citation will be upheld. And that went through the controller's office, just so you're all aware of that process. Anytime we have an appeal for a citation, that is where it goes, as opposed to somebody appealing a decision that the commission makes, that goes to the Board of Appeals. So if you have any questions about any of those updates, please let me know.
Doesn't look like there's any questions. Great job on the appeal victory. Is there any public comment on this agenda item?
No comments.
All right, we'll close public comment. We can move on to number five, which is our report from our senior inspector.
Thank you, President Blyman. Good evening, commissioners. We have received 126 311 complaints since our last commission hearing on October 15th. I have several updates below. Please let me know if you have any questions. My first update is about Amelie, located at 1754 Polk Street, who holds an LLP with our office. On Saturday, October 19th, Inspector Young Rice visited Amelie at 10:20 p.m. in response to a complaint that had come in the night before, 10:18 at 10:15 p.m. Sorry, October 18th at 10:15 p.m. When he arrived, he observed an electric guitarist performing with the windows and doors to the business open. Inspector Young Rice spoke with the manager on site and let him know that per the good neighbor policy, the windows and doors must be closed during entertainment. The manager indicated that he was unaware of this permit condition, but closed them at the inspector's request. Amelie was issued a notice of violation for not adhering to good neighbor policy number 7 and operating entertainment while doors and windows were open. My next update is about After Work Bar, located at 409 Gough Street, who does not hold any permits with our office. On Saturday, October 19th, Inspector Young Rice visited After Work Bar at 7:40 p.m. in response to a complaint about outdoor amplified sound. Upon arrival, he observed TVs in operation outdoors showing sports games. He spoke with two managers about not having a permit, both of which acknowledged that they needed a permit, as this was not Inspector Young Rice's first visit, and he had previously educated them on permitting requirements. After Work Bar was issued a notice of violation for operating outdoor amplified sound without a permit, and management has since been in touch with Deputy Director Azevedo about applying for an FPAS permit. My next update is about Jackson, located at 3231 Fillmore Street, who holds a POE with our office. Inspector Young Rice visited Jackson in response to numerous complaints on Halloween weekend that came in both Friday, October 25th, and Saturday, October 26th. Inspector Young Rice noted full compliance during his two visits on October 25th and at 9:20 p.m. and again at 10:15 p.m. However, on Saturday, October 26th, when he arrived at 10:30 p.m., the doors and windows were open. He took a non-compliant sound measurement of the DJ performing inside. Additionally, he observed that the outdoor amplified music was still on and still in operation. He was able to work with the staff who brought the volume of the DJ into compliance, but the on-site manager was unwilling to turn off the patio music at his time of visit. Given how busy the business was for the holiday, Inspector Young Rice commended Jackson security and management and noted that although there was a line of people around the block, that operationally things were running very smoothly. In response to additional 311 complaints, Inspector Young Rice visited Jackson at 9:15 p.m. and again at 11:45 p.m. the following Saturday, November 2nd. During his first inspection, Inspector Young Rice noted that the doors and windows were closed and found sound levels to be compliant. However, when he returned at 11:45 p.m., he noted that the outdoor music was still in operation on the patio. After speaking with the manager, she did turn the outdoor music off. Jackson was issued a notice of violation for operating outdoor sound after 10 p.m. My next update is about El Tribol, located at 3149 22nd Street, who holds an LLP permit with our office. Recently, SFPD informed Deputy Director Azevedo of 12 police reports spanning from late 2023 through October 17th, 2024, when a gun was discharged inside of El Tribol and a patron sustained a gunshot wound in their heel. As a reminder to commissioners, El Tribol's LLP permit includes a very robust set of security conditions, as well as a requirement of sending SFPD and the Entertainment Commission a monthly event calendar for our awareness. Additionally, as with all permit holders, they are required to adhere to the Good Neighbor Policy, and per Good Neighbor Policy number 8, they are required to submit an incident report to SFPD and the EC within 24 hours of any violent incident or any time SFPD responds to a call for service at the business. However, to date, we have not received a calendar of events, nor have we received any incident report for any of the 12 calls for service to El Tribol over the last year. As such, El Tribol was issued a notice of violation for violating the LLP permit conditions and the Good Neighbor Policy. Management was sent a copy of their permit, the Good Neighbor Policy, and a blank incident report with their NOV. Deputy Director Azevedo is currently coordinating a meeting with El Tribol Management, SFPD Mission Station, and ALU to discuss their security plan. My next update is about May's Oyster House, located at 1233 Polk Street, who holds a POE with our office. We've received some complaints regarding May's over the last few weekends, and while most of the time operations are fully compliant, Inspector Youngrice noted that the front door has been occasionally open during entertainment. Security would usually close it at his request, but during his latest visit on Saturday, November 9th, at 1:20 a.m., he found the door open again and eventually gathered that security was going against ownership's instructions to keep it closed. During this visit, the owner admonished security and closed the door. May's Oyster House was issued a notice of violation for the ongoing reminders of keeping their door closed during entertainment. For this last item, I would like to pass it over to Deputy Director Azevedo. Thank you.
Thank you, Inspector Zavrina. Hi, Commissioners. Good evening. I'm going to be updating you the final update tonight on the enforcement memo is about Habibi Lounge, which is located over at 266th Street. They don't currently hold any permits from our office, but they have recently applied for a POE and an EHP permit. To provide some background, on Friday, October 18th, I spoke with Habibi Lounge's architect, who called with questions about applying for a POE permit, as Inspector Youngrice had visited a handful of times and educated them on permitting requirements. During our call, I made it clear that they must have a permit to host indoor entertainment and or play outdoor pre-recorded music on their second-story outdoor rooftop. I also shared that there are nearby residents who are very concerned with the business's programming plans based on their operations thus far. Two nights later, on Sunday, October 20th, Inspector Youngrice visited Habibi Lounge at 12:40 a.m. in response to a 311 sound complaint. Upon arrival, the front door was open and a DJ was performing inside. He spoke with management and explained again that they must have a permit to host entertainment. Inspector Youngrice reported that management acknowledged this fact and had the DJ end their set while closing the door. On October 23rd, I issued Habibi Lounge a $100 citation for operating entertainment without a permit. Then the following weekend on Sunday, October 27th, Inspector Youngrice visited Habibi Lounge at 12:35 a.m. in response to another 311 sound complaint. Upon arrival, the front door was open while a DJ was performing inside, and the speakers in the upstairs outdoor patio were playing music that was clearly audible across the street. He spoke with management, and in response, they lowered the DJ volumes and closed the front door. They also decreased the volume of the outdoor pre-recorded music on the patio, but they did not cease the entertainment or the outdoor music. Inspector Youngrice indicated that management expressed full knowledge of needing a permit, yet still proceeded to host entertainment. And so in turn, I issued Habibi Lounge a $300 citation for, again, hosting entertainment without a permit. On Tuesday, November 5th, after receiving applications for a POE and EHP permit, I held an intake meeting with the owner of Habibi Lounge and their consultant. During the meeting, I reiterated that they must have a permit to host entertainment, which the owner fully acknowledged. I also made it very clear that even if a DJ is playing pre-recorded music, they will still be treated as a DJ if they were presenting themselves as one. 3 days later, on Friday, November 8th, Inspector Young Rice visited Habibi Lounge at 11:59 p.m. to both drop off their yellow poster and respond to a 311 sound complaint, and upon arrival, there was a DJ performing inside. I issued Habibi Lounge a $500 citation for hosting entertainment, again, without a permit. This is their third citation in less than a month for hosting unpermitted entertainment. However, Habibi Lounge is currently scheduled to attend the December 17th hearing for their POE and EHP permit applications, and they have obtained a one-time permit for entertainment on Friday and Saturday nights from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. until their hearing date. The final note on this business is regarding a visit that Inspector Young Rice made this past Saturday, November 16th at 1 a.m. He was stopping by Habibi Lounge to make a correction to their yellow poster, noticing the public of their POE and EHP permit application. And during his visit, he spoke with staff about the indoor entertainment and outdoor amplified sound on the rooftop. Although the business had a one-time permit to operate indoor entertainment, they were not permitted to play outdoor amplified sound. Inspector Young Rice conveyed this to staff and left, but then a few minutes later, he received a phone call from the business owner who was irate, stating that we are targeting and discriminating against them. Inspector Young Rice is no longer allowed to enter the premise and that he would have his lawyers sue him and put a restraining order against him. Inspector Young Rice calmly explained to the owner that he was simply doing his job and that if he had further questions, he should speak with me directly. The owner seemed to believe that they're DJ is not actually a DJ and instead is a person pushing play on a playlist. However, they are set up behind a DJ booth with DJ equipment and they are presenting themselves as a DJ, which is why we are treating them as such. In follow-up to this site visit, I called the owner yesterday, but I did not receive a call back, and instead I spoke with his consultant about the interaction. I explained that the owner's behavior was unacceptable and that our staff are simply doing their jobs. I also reminded him that we are striving to establish a positive rapport with the business to help bring them into compliance. And the point is to bring them into a hearing for the permits that they are applying for. I know it's a big update, so please let me know if you have any questions for me or for Inspector Zavrina. Thank you.
Questions?
I just have a question about El Triple. Were we able to get a meeting scheduled with them?
Not yet. I've spoken to the manager three times on the phone now. Have not received an email back, although he has confirmed receiving the email and that he would reply. I keep getting promises. So I will follow up again.
Okay. And then does this current security plan, do they have cameras? Are they required to have cameras inside?
They are.
Okay.
And they've been very amenable to working with PD when officers call to obtain video footage. And I have read incident reports where they turn that over at the officer request, at the officer's request.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. For Habibi Lounge, what is the tone with the meetings that you've been having with them? Because it seems like they haven't, it doesn't seem like they are far enough in the process to be able to possibly get an entertainment license in a month.
I've had one interaction with the owner, and it was on a virtual meeting. He seemed very, agreeable and understanding of the rules.
But he's not the same one that threatened.
He is.
Oh, okay.
But I personally have only had one interaction.
I see.
Inspector Young Rice has had many interactions over the course of the last month and a half that he's been going, and all were, I would say, a positive tone until this last call that happened at 1 o'clock over the weekend, and it was a phone call. It wasn't in person.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
For Habibi Lounge, can you tell me the hours for their one time?
They're currently permitted to have indoor entertainment Fridays and Saturdays, 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. And they are also currently in the process of working with May to obtain a one-time outdoor amplified sound permit. Mm-hmm. If they cut off at 10 p.m., it doesn't trigger a hearing. If they request later than 10 p.m., it would trigger a hearing and outreach.
Got it. And then have you been hearing from other people in the neighborhood about Habibi Lounge specifically, and if so, can you give us just a general sense of that?
Yeah, across Stevenson Street, so about like 35 feet away, is an SRO building that's managed by someone who I've been in direct contact with, and it's very interesting where this business is located. It's in an, they're in a rectangular shape but they're like a Tetris L around them is also a hotel, low-income hotel, and then across the street is residential. They are completely socked in by residential, but their zoning controls are, there are none. So they can literally have entertainment indoors and outdoors until 6 a.m., by planning's rules. So I have heard from the manager of many unit building. And I've also been in touch with OSB. They've heard from some folks too. So I'm trying to connect the business owner with the other individuals who have concerns.
Got it. I also share Maria's concerns that, Commissioner Davis, they may not be ready for prime time if this keeps occurring, but I guess we can bring that up when they arrive here in December. But it seems like if they continually are out of compliance and there's a lot of neighbor complaints, that maybe there's some more outreach and work that they have to do. But am I crazy?
I'm sort of that mind, but I'm also of the mind that if they're being unresponsive to staff, it might behoove us to bring them to commission.
All right. Any other questions? All right. Is there any public comment on the enforcement report?
No comments.
All right. We'll close this and move on to number six, which is hearing and possible action regarding applications for permits under the jurisdiction of the Entertainment Commission. I believe Deputy Director Azevedo will tell us about the consent agenda.
Thanks, President Blyman. So there is one item on consent tonight, and the applicant needs to do a little bit more outreach. So I am going to recommend that we continue this consent calendar to a future hearing after they have fulfilled that outreach.
Okay. I will motion to move this to a future, continue this to a future hearing. Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any public comment on continuing this consent agenda item to another hearing?
No comments.
Okay. We'll close public comment.
President Blyman.
Aye.
Vice President Wong.
Aye.
Commissioner Davis.
Aye.
Commissioner Perez.
Aye.
Commissioner Poggio.
Aye.
Commissioner Schlander.
Aye.
All right, that's been continued and moving along.
Okay. Good evening, commissioners. FYI, I am just the messenger. This is actually Dylan Rice's permit, but I will be presenting it today. So the first item on the regular agenda is a one-time outdoor event permit with extended duration for East Cut Landing Partners to host outdoor entertainment for the Circus Bella Dance of Enchantment event at The Crossing at East Cut on December 21st, 2024 from 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. For this event, East Cut Landing Partners would like to extend the Crossing's LLP permit's end time until midnight. The current LLP permit allows outdoor amplified entertainment daily between 9 a.m. and 9 p.m., not to exceed 10 hours per day, with live entertainment not exceeding 4 hours per day. Entertainment will occur under Circus Bella's Big Top tent and will feature DJs, a live band, circus artists, dance performances, and poetry readings. This 21 plus event will be marketed to Bay Area nightlife audiences. So you will see in your folder their permit application, their neighborhood outreach materials, and SFPD Southern Station did not have any concerns with the permit. Staff are recommending approval with the Good Neighbor policy and the conditions you see listed in the memo. Here to speak with you this evening is Janice Atenza from East Cut Landing Partners.
Hello, everyone. My name is Janice Atienza. I'm a representative of East Cut Landing Partners, and we're seeking an extended sound permit for The Crossing, our outdoor event space. And I've brought Abigail from Circus Bella to talk to you about it a little bit more.
Hi. Thanks for taking the time to hear from us today. This is a one-day, as part of our... Starting again. We're so excited to be putting a circus tent up at the Crossing at East Cut. And one of our outreach, we will be holding 29 shows, circus performances, and that's within the sound permit. But one of our goals is to open our circus tent up to other communities and have some other programming in the tent. So it's our hope with the Dance of Enchantment to bring in other members of the San Francisco community to experience the tent, have a good time, and experience the magic that a circus tent has to offer.
Thank you. Questions?
Hello, thanks for coming in. Seeing that your event ends at 12 midnight, can you give us a little sense of the community outreach that you've done?
So I went to all of the, there's no actual residential buildings within the, now I'm blanking, I meant to look the statistic within the circle that I drew on the map. But I did go and I took flyers to all of the building managers for every building that was within the specified size, distance.
And you did not get any calls or anything?
No, in fact, everyone was very excited that the circus was coming back.
Oh, so you did hear from them?
I did hear from them. I did speak to building managers directly.
Okay. Thank you.
Any more questions? I don't have any. You can have a seat. Is there any public comment on this agenda item?
Hi, Paul Nathan. I'll be here talking about the Great Star in a few minutes. I just want to say this is exactly why we live in San Francisco. It's exactly what we should be doing in San Francisco, and I support it.
Thank you. All right, we'll close public comment. Are there motions?
I'd like to move to approve with staff recommendations.
Seconded.
All right.
Okay. President Blyman.
Aye.
Vice President Wong.
Aye.
Commissioner Davis.
Aye.
Commissioner Perez.
Aye.
Commissioner Poggio.
Aye.
And Commissioner Schlander.
Aye.
All right. That one has been approved. Moving on.
All right. The next permit on our regular agenda is for a place of entertainment permit that includes outdoor amplified sound at the front of the business for Besomay, located at 1121 Polk Street. Besomay is a new bar and restaurant that will be taking over the space that was previously known as Blur. The new owner is a seasoned operator and plans to use the POE permit to host jazz trios, bands, and DJs, have a karaoke night, comedy shows, and drag shows, and will support the arts with theater performances, poetry readings, and art shows. The application tonight includes the ability to host outdoor amplified sound daily between 9 a.m. to 10 p.m., but shall not exceed 6 hours per day, and is intended to drive foot traffic into the business. For outreach, the owner sent a letter to all of their residential and commercial neighbors notifying them of the permit application. Additionally, in your file, you'll see a letter of concern from a nearby residential neighbor who also is a head of a Polk merchant group. The neighbor and the owner of Besomay have a meeting scheduled for this Friday, November 22nd, to discuss the programming plans. Inspector Zavrina has set an internal sound limit for this space, which is included in the staff recommendation below. And SFPD Northern Station had no added conditions. So here to speak to you tonight is the owner, Martel.
Good evening. My name is Martel Toller, San Francisco native, raised in San Francisco, grew up in a close Catholic family. Father was a USF football star, high school principal, NFL referee. He was also on the police commission with Mayor Moscone. My mother was a dedicated mother, activist, friend, college counselor, and touched many lives. I went to Stuart Hall, St. Ignatius, received an education in community values over the past 25 years. I had the privilege of owning several restaurants, bars, music venues across San Francisco, including Sushi Groove, Ula, Monterey, and Bacchus Wine Bar. I'm also involved in organizing some of the city's most memorable events, such as New Year's Eve celebration at the Bill Graham Civic Center with 11,000 people, store openings like Armani Exchange, the aquarium at Fisherman's Wharf, Visa Diner About Town, opening parties for the San Francisco Symphony. Creating unique experiences has always been my passion and place for people to connect, share good times, enjoy welcoming atmosphere. My current focus is revitalizing the Lower Polk Gulch, an area with some potential. I envision a neighborhood filled with vibrant energy, offering diverse entertainment options, such as neighborhood filled with vibrant energy, offering, live jazz, Sunday brunches. I believe revitalizing could help address the challenges with the homelessness, the open drug use, bringing life and positivity back into the streets. Ultimately, I work to provide for my future for my kids, ensuring they receive a strong education, opportunities they deserve. If not for them, I might have left San Francisco a while ago. But since I'm here, my goal is to improve the city's living experience and create living and thriving communities that they can be proud of.
Thank you. Do we have some questions for the presenter?
Can you tell us a little bit about the programming that you have planned for Betsome?
Yeah, I mean, the programming is, on a normal basis, it'll just be the bar, restaurant, lounge, nothing really special. There'll be occasions like, if there is a corporate event or, sometimes that went like a special performance or entertainment, to be able to offer them that.
Thank you.
More questions? Okay, you can have a seat. We'll open this up for public comment first. Is there any public comment on this agenda item?
Good evening, Commissioners. David Villalobos. I, my wife, and young daughter actually reside directly above the subject address. The building was built in the early 1900s, the sound travels right through the floor. When Blur was there, they didn't have any entertainment, but we can still hear all the conversations right through the floor of our bedroom. We're really concerned about the amplified music outside. If you saw this location, you would realize that it's going to be problematic. We supported the application across the street for Decadance. They also had amplified music outside. That didn't last very long. The bar owner actually agreed that it was problematic and got a lot of complaints from residents. It's important to note that at this subject address, residential above, we live directly above, and then we have a lady who's a senior who lives right on the corner, like a part of this, above this bar. And across the street are residential buildings with seniors as well. And it's really, Polk Street is very narrow. I would love nothing more than to support this application. I've supported many entertainment applications before right here in front of you folks. But I would like to see the amplified music outdoors reduced to 2 days a week, preferably the weekends. We're off. My wife works for the city as well and has to get up early in the morning. So we're concerned about that, and we're also concerned about entertainment inside if there's not any sound attenuation materials installed there to lessen the sound. So those are major issues. And as far as the outreach to the residents, no. There's a few residents in the building that the property management has email addresses for. But a lot of those people are seniors, and they don't have email addresses. So this is going to be a big surprise to them because they don't get out, they don't see the notice on the window, and if they did, they probably wouldn't even pay attention. So it's going to all come as a big shock to a lot of people who live in that building. The building's very beautiful. The apartments are gorgeous, but the sound traveled. It's an old building. An earthquake, that building just shakes all over the place. So this is our concern. Really concerned about it. We'd love to again have the amplified sound outside reduced it a couple days a week, maybe 3 days a week towards the weekend. That might be okay. And then if we could just be assured that some soundproofing has been installed inside, then we're totally fine with this whole thing. So I would hope that you would look into those things and consider that before making your decision. And again, I have a meeting with the business owner Friday to discuss these things, but Friday's not today. So that's our concern. Thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Good afternoon, commissioners. I'm just going to comment on Deputy Director Azevedo's comment that he's an experienced operator, and I want to put it in a little perspective. Martel, first, he doesn't know I was going to say anything. I haven't talked to him about this application. Martel is over the last, I first represented him probably in 1989. He has had so many bars, so many restaurants. I've never heard of one problem from any of them. He's done an amazing job. In the top, you know, I've been doing this a long time. In the top five people that have done anything in this town, Martel's right up there, 1, 2, you know, something like that. And the fact, I'm just amazed that he would go down onto Polk Street, actually, and start. And to me, I'm always looking for little signs of life in San Francisco. And he first told me, I'm going around the corner to Blur because I live around the corner. I've seen the space, and it's a beautiful space, but I just want to say, as he said about his dad was All-American, most famous football player ever in collegiate football in this town, probably. If you look him on whatever, this family goes way back, has a lot of connections and a great crowd. The way he's done this and kept going, when his crowd is always very smart, very stylish, and a lot of locals, and they're all, you know, I think that I wouldn't worry about the noise or any kind of problems, because if this would be the first, this would be the first out of about 30 or 40 places that I can name, and a lot of good stuff. Thank you.
Good evening, commissioners. I'm proud to say that I graduated St. Ignatius in 1983, and Martel was in my graduating class. He also operates his venues with a lot of class. I think it's from the Toler upbringing. I knew his other brothers, Greg. I think his dad liked me because I went to SI and went to USF. But aside from all that, we're looking at an area that needs some stimulus, and a person who has a really good track record and is very experienced. I oftentimes see him collaborating with other community people to create something in San Francisco that makes San Francisco special. He's not done it from year to year. He's done it for decades. So I think we can work out whatever challenges that there are. I'm just happy that he's chosen that area, because that area does need some stimulus and some positive energy. It is an area that faces challenges and social impacts in the city. My hat's off to the Tollers. My hat's off to Martel for taking on this challenge. But if anybody can do it, as Mark Rainey just said, it's in good hands.
Is there any more public comment? Anything online?
No more comments.
All right. Do we want to discuss before we motion? Do we want to motion? What?
Sorry, hold on. It just popped up. Sorry, there's an...
Go for it.
Eugene, please state your full name. You have 3 minutes.
Hi, my name is Eugene Barnes, and I'm just attending via Zoom because I have attended Martel Toller's venues and have always been in awe of the way that he's operated his businesses and the way that he's treated people within the community. From the time I was barely old enough to be in his venues to now, I've always really respected and admired him and wanted to be like him. I've grown and been a business owner in San Francisco and always looked to him for guidance and leadership, and I think that the way that he moves within his community, invigorating the community and bringing people together and showing people, you know, what community is about, is very inspirational. So I just wanted to add my 2 cents that I really believe it'll be great for the community, and I will be in full support of him.
Thank you, Eugene.
Thank you.
Any more?
No more comments.
All right, now we're closing public comment.
Is it possible to bring the applicant back up to
please,
answer?
Please, yeah. If you can come back up, Martel, another question has popped up.
I just have a quick question. I was wondering if you can address the question about sound mitigation in your building. Do you have any plans, or what are your expectations about sound mitigation?
Mitigation.
How are you going to keep the sound from going?
Oh, I mean, the doors would, be closed. Outdoors, it was just part of the whole, on the permit. Like, that was part of the whole thing. It's not something that I'm going to promote, all the time or even necessarily do, but it was just part of the whole permit process.
And are you planning on putting any sound buffers or?
Well, the ceilings are they're insulated right now, but I still have one more treatment that goes on, a ceiling tile that goes on, and then the speakers will be suspended, not attached to the ceiling, so the sound, to try to alleviate from the sound traveling through the walls.
Who's going to be managing the sound system? Is it going to be your management, or the artists will get to do it, or?
The sound will be put in by a sound technician, but okay. Yeah.
So you'll be in control of sound levels.
Yeah, we went through the sound levels, Friday.
Okay. And then if there's any complaints from the neighbor, what's the process? How can they contact you?
They can have my phone number. That's fine.
All right. And you'll answer that phone call in real time?
I'm sorry?
You'll answer that call in real time when
you complain? Yeah, I've done that for my whole life, pretty much, yeah.
All right. Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Since it seems like the outdoor amplified sound is a concern of the neighbor and it is not a huge concern of the owner, I would consider making a motion to limit the days to maybe 4 days a week.
I'm of two minds on that. So part of it is, yes, we could, but I don't like putting limits on generally unless there's an issue. And if he's being honest, which sounds like he's an honest person from what other people have said, that's not a huge component of this. And so I kind of like to allow people flexibility in their business and not limit them yet. And if issues come up, then bring them back in and add limits to it. That's kind of my approach, but I'm open to discussing that with the rest of the group.
I'm also landing there. Martel sounds like a very experienced and professional operator. I don't see any concerns with granting the permit with staff recommendations, and it sounds like that our sound inspectors have set a decibel limit. If there are any issues with that, we can come in and inspect and take the measurements to see if there are complaints from the neighbors. But as of right now, I don't see any reason to limit it.
I also think that, knowing that street so well, that area needs exactly this right now. And I think, I'm of the mind to give Martel any tool that he can use to help, because it went from a very vibrant part of the city to post-COVID being one that is needs a lot of help to get back to its glory days. And so I'm kind of, hoping that a very experienced operator can plant a flag down there and bring some life back there. Sorry, I disagree. It's just...
That's what we're doing.
Yeah, we're having... any other thoughts? Does anybody want to make a motion? I'm happy to. I will motion. I'll motion to approve the permit with staff recommendations.
Seconded.
President Blyman?
Aye.
Vice President Wong?
Aye.
Commissioner Davis?
Aye.
Commissioner Perez?
Aye.
Commissioner Poggio?
Aye.
And Commissioner Slander?
Aye.
All right, congratulations. You've been approved, and we can move on to the next item.
The next item on the agenda is for the Great Star Theater, and the applicant has requested continuance of this item. There was a determination made by the planning department regarding the end time for their hours, and the applicant would like to work with the planning department first before coming before you at the commission. So the request is continuance.
Are they going to say something?
I don't know that they need
I think my client would like to say something. I'd like to say that I've had three entertainment permits before the planning department this year, and all three of them, they've thrown roadblocks in, tripped, and I'm getting a little perturbed because after COVID, they were like, I think Mr. Blind was in the audience that time. It was like, everybody, thank you, thank you, thank you. And now it's just like all these young little kids from Princeton who never made a payroll, who just are thinking about things to throw sand in the gas tank, and I find that concerning. And we're going to ask for continuance, but I just want to give Paul a chance to speak a little bit about the history of this place and why it's great for Chinatown.
I'll allow it.
Thank you very much. My name is Paul Nathan. I'm a fifth-generation San Franciscan. I'm a professional magician. That's what I do, is travel around the world doing magic shows. Street performed here in San Francisco. That's where I learned. And then a few years ago, 2015, I took over stewardship of the Great Star Theater. It was dilapidated. It was problematic. And we took it over. I didn't want to take it over. I was very happy being a little magician gallivanting. But if I didn't take it over, it was going to just go back to being a dilapidated mess or worse. When we took it on, we found out that in 1979, someone at the Planning Commission had ill-advisedly done the lazy, poor job of just drawing a line right down the middle of Jackson Street, and everything behind the middle of our theater was zoned as a store, and everything in the front, our lobby, was zoned as a restaurant, which is why there are 16 restaurants on Jackson Street block, on our block, not the street. That's why there's 16 restaurants, and that's why there's no single store, no business that's operating there that is less than 50 years old that isn't a restaurant, because it can't be. We were grandfathered in, except that the Planning Commission said we weren't grandfathered in. I came to the Entertainment Commission, and they developed a plan whereby I would go to the Planning Commission, and I would ask for a letter of determination, and they would turn me down, and that would take 6 months. 6 months where we would try to operate. If no one said anything, we could operate illegally. That was our plan, was to just keep doing what we were doing and hope no one stopped us. And then once that was turned down, the plan was to appeal that. That would take another year. And in a year and a half, 2 years of operating illegally, because everyone wants it to be a theater and everyone wanted us to be open, then we would go to the city council and they would pass some resolution that would allow us to be a theater. That was the plan. Through determination and honestly, by being a real pain in the neck to the folks down at planning, we got the letter of determination passed in 6 weeks. We did this by going back to 1979 and providing paperwork showing that we had operated as a theater at least once every 3 years. That is really hard to do. Most of the paperwork back then was in Chinese, and I don't speak Chinese. We got all of this done in 2015. Great, we can be a theater, fantastic. In 2017, the same zoning administrators decided to change the zoning. We had been approved for a general or a special or something, and they changed it into two different types of zoning. Now there's general and there's late night. No one asked us what we had been doing for 100 years. We're a 100-year-old theater. We're one of the oldest operating theaters in San Francisco. We're the only continuously operating theater that hosts Chinese opera nonstop for the last 100 years. We're the only movie theater left in the entire northeast quadrant of the city, the only community theater left in the entire northeast quadrant of the city, the only theater that services Chinatown, the Chinatown community. But we can't operate after 11 o'clock at night. We have to have our doors shut, which means we can't do a 10:30 movie screening like every other movie house, which they do because they need the revenue, which we do because we need that revenue. We don't get any grants from the city. We should, we're a nonprofit, but we don't. So we can't operate after 11 o'clock according to this new zoning rule. It's a real easy fix. All the zoning administrator has to do is go back, look at the letter of determination, and amend it. Real easy. I tried to meet with the zoning administrator, he wouldn't see me. His assistant met with me and told me we should just keep doing what we're doing. And I said, you mean operating illegally outside the rules? And she was like, I would never say that. We can't do that. It's not acceptable. So we cannot, I just found out this was going to be a condition a couple of days ago. We can't operate with the 11:30 condition. We can't have that kind of a curfew. It would put us out of business. It is untenable. And even if we do it as a temporary, that would then break our 100-year tradition of having no curfew and would put us in a position where we couldn't argue that we are out of compliance. We beg you for this continuance until we can get this resolved properly.
That's messed up. I'm sorry yep. that happened to you.
Oh, it gets more messed up. Ask me about the murder when we're not here.
Obviously, our tiny little jurisdiction is the permit of your live music or entertainment and not the planning, which is the big thing that's here. But if there's any way that this office or this body can be helpful going forward.
They've been very helpful so far. Yeah,
so, I'm sure I'm happy to talk to you about this offline, but, perhaps some very targeted legislation might be in order here from a brand new supervisor, perhaps, or one that's outgoing right now. So that might be something to consider, but I'm happy to chat with you about that in the future. That's what I do all day, basically. So that said, do you have anything else you want to say to us before we continue this?
We'd like a grant.
Do we have any grant? We don't have any. We're out of grant money for the Entertainment Commission, unfortunately. But thank you for sharing that. That sucks. I'm sorry that the city behaves that way sometimes. It's really.
Thank you for your time.
Yeah. Is there any public comment before we do motions on this?
No comments.
All right. Close public comment. I will motion that we continue this. As soon a date as it will work for the applicant.
Seconded. All
right. President Blyman.
Aye.
Vice President Wong.
Aye.
Commissioner Davis.
Aye.
Commissioner Perez.
Aye.
Commissioner Poggio.
Aye.
Commissioner Schlander.
Aye.
All right. You've been continued, and I'm happy again personally to help. So please reach out to me just as in outside of my official capacity here. I'm happy to help. Okay. Yeah, and the guy sitting next to you's got it too. So
what did he say? Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. The next permit on our agenda is for an LLP permit that includes outdoor amplified sound at the front of the business for Shuggie's Trash Pie, located at 3349 23rd Street. Shuggie's is a climate-friendly restaurant and natural wine bar in the Mission District and is seeking the LLP permit to host DJs, comedy, drag shows, and bands for their patrons. Additionally, this application includes outdoor amplified sound at the front of the business daily 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., but shall not exceed 6 hours per day. For outreach, the owner sent a letter to all of their residential and commercial neighbors, and in your file is one letter of support. There was no opposition received. SFPD Mission Station approves the permit with no added conditions. And here to speak to you online are owners Kayla and David.
Hi, everybody. Thank you so much for taking the time to hear us out today. My name is Kayla Abe. I have my partner and our chef, David Murphy, here as well. We are, as we discussed, a climate solutions restaurant highlighting all types of upcycled ingredients on our menus, from offcuts to byproducts to cosmetically irregular produce, and trying to raise more awareness around food waste and its implications on climate change. Personally, I'm a fourth generation San Franciscan, grew up here, love the city, have also been really sad to see a lack of entertainment lately, live entertainment. Revolution Cafe nearby was one of our favorite spots that closed a couple years back in the pandemic. And we thought, why not bring some live entertainment to our space during business hours? Primarily jazz. We just want to have something kind of low-key and casual that goes on simultaneous with service, so not anything very disruptive. And our dinner service is from 5 p.m. to 9 o'clock. On weekends, it's 10 o'clock. We've been very lucky to receive a lot of accolades. Best new restaurant from Bon Appetit. Best new restaurants in 2022 from Esquire magazine. And still with all of this support, we are still struggling as a small business. We are absolutely a mom and pop shop, just the two of us as the only managers of the space. And we've found that we just need more reasons for people to come in, to give people more reasons, compelling events, to have them join us for service. So really this is for us a matter of survival, to just have people, you know, think of us as not just a restaurant, but a place you can come hang out, listen to some live music, and also just do something exciting and fun for the city that we love and care about and is, of course, as you all know, struggling a lot right now. So, yeah, we're in great rapport with our neighbors. We are on really good terms with our upstairs neighbors directly as well, and have communicated everything around this permit to them. So thank you so much for your time and support.
Thank you.
Questions for the applicants? Commissioner Perez.
Hello, can you hear or see us? All right.
Yes, we can.
All right. I'm just wondering, what type of entertainment are you all planning to do?
Yeah, so we kind of listed all of those things just as options, but really our main entertainment that we're going to have is just jazz. So our space is kind of small, so really we can only fit like a jazz duo, maybe a trio, on this kind of small stage that we have, but it'll be running simultaneous with service, likely on like a slow day, like a Tuesday or Wednesday.
Okay, thank you. And I think I'm a big Top Chef fan, so I'm familiar with Mr. Murphy's. So congratulations and good luck to you guys.
Thank you.
Any more questions?
No, love your spot. Love the natural wine. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, let's open this up for public comment. Any public comment on Shuggie's?
No comments.
All right, we'll close public comment. Do we have motions?
I move to approve with staff recommendations.
Second.
All right.
President Blyman?
Aye.
Vice President Wong?
Aye.
Commissioner Davis?
Aye.
Commissioner Perez?
Aye.
Commissioner Poggio?
Aye.
Commissioner Schlander?
Aye.
All right, congratulations. You have been approved, and we can move on to the next item.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you guys.
All right. The final permit on our agenda tonight is for an LLP permit that includes outdoor amplified sound on the rear patio of the Academy, located at 2166 Market Street. The Academy is an LGBTQ+ social club and event space that is focused on promoting social interactions while offering engaging programming. The business was founded in 2017, and this LLP permit application is to bring the business into compliance with their entertainment and outdoor amplified sound programming. Under the LLP permit, the applicants plan to continue hosting indoor DJs, comedy, karaoke, bands, fashion shows, and drag shows, and outdoor amplified sound on their back patio daily, 12 p.m. to 10 p.m., but not to exceed 6 hours per day. For outreach, the owner sent a letter to all of their residential and commercial neighbors, and there was no opposition received. In your file, you'll see a letter of support from the Castro Merchants Association, and SFPD Mission Station had no added conditions. Here to speak with you tonight are the owners, Paul and Nate.
Hi, everybody. Thank you. My name is Paul Miller, and this is my business partner, Nate Borg. I am a native of San Francisco, longtime business owner. As stated, we've been in business for about 7 years. The main purpose of what we're doing is to provide opportunities for people to socialize in ways that are not just bars. And in doing so, we do all sorts of things. So Wednesday is game night, as well as book club, as well as movie night, as well as we have two pianos in the place. We have a terrace on the back with fire pits. It's a lovely place. So if you're watching, check it out. Because we are doing so many different programming stuff, we just want to make sure that we have a permit which covers us for all sorts of stuff. And the list that she provided is, you know, as inclusive as we could be.
Yeah, we have a couple of photos of our space that we'd like to show as well. I think that was already read aloud, so we can skip that. But this is our back patio. This is our main level parlor lounge. These are actually members of our club too, not models. And this is an example of game night, like Paul mentioned. And this is the lounge that we have. That's Donna Sachet. So we'd love to be able to use this piano more for cabaret and things like that. Another photo of our outdoor space. And then this is our main floor, where if we were to have something like a DJ, it would be located here. And that's it.
Questions? You know, we used to have a bar together, Paul, and it was pretty nice too. Just saying.
That's fine. I stole some of the.
It's a little nicer. Slightly nicer, this one. I don't have any questions. So you guys can have a seat, and I'm going to open this up to public comment. Okay.
Good evening, commissioners. My name is Ralph Hibbs. I'm a 30-year-old San Francisco resident living in the Castro. I'm active in the community, being a board member and treasurer of the Castro Community Benefit District. I'm also a member of the Academy, which serves as a core component of my social life. Nate and Paul have created a wonderful social place for me as a gay man. The Academy has interesting programming as well as social opportunities to meet and engage with new community members at both a neighborly or even more personal level, the best of a church social and a local bar combined. With the limited live performance permit, they will continue to offer varied social and entertainment opportunities to what is a great community space. Since it is a community, I do want to talk about the controls in place at the Academy for adhering to the Good Neighbor Goals. As a member organization, the Academy has two strong controls to manage the behavior of community members, especially with respect to being a good neighbor. As a community, we have strong social norms and peer pressure to encourage the desired behavior. As an entity, Paul and Nate can use escalating disciplinary steps on individual members for their disruptive behavior, which can include loss of membership. There are very few other entities in the city with this level of audience behavior control, except perhaps churches. I urge you to vote in favor of the live performance permit today. Thank you.
Okay, no more public comment.
All right, we'll close public comment. Do we have motions?
I move to approve this application with staff recommendations.
Second it.
All right.
President Blyman?
Aye.
Vice President Wong?
Aye.
Commissioner Davis?
Aye.
Commissioner Perez?
Aye.
Commissioner Poggio?
Aye.
And Commissioner Schlander?
Aye.
All right. You have been approved, and I believe that's our last permit for this evening. Wasn't a very spicy hearing. Okay. The last agenda on our item is number 7, which is commissioner comments and questions. What do we got?
Al, you must have an event.
Al, come on. That's some cultural event happening.
We're off season.
Off season.
I don't believe it. Give him 2 weeks. I would encourage everyone to come down to the GLOW block party on December 13th. It's happening on Front Street. I don't know if you've heard of it. It's a little street downtown San Francisco. It's going to be really cool. It's the Let's Glow kickoff party for their giant multi-audio-visual lighting of all the things. And so we're going to have a lot of warm drinks and country line dancing, I believe, with a DJ. And we're going to have a dance contest where the dance floor, it's a light-up dance floor, and we're going to clear it out, and people are going to compete for dancing, and all the bars will be open. Lots of hot ciders, and we picked our drink list today. It looks pretty good.
Remind us the date.
December 13th. It's a Friday. It's the day before SantaCon, so you can do both.
Into the Streets is putting
it on, right? That was, Into the Streets is producing it, yeah. That SantaCon comment was directly addressed at Commissioner Poggio, because I know that's the biggest day of the year for you, your SantaCon.
It's a very busy night for everybody working for the city.
Any other things going on? All right. Any public comment on our commissioner's comments and questions?
No comments.
All right. Then we will close that, and we'll adjourn the meeting at 6:41 p.m. Wow. That's good. Nicely done.
SFGov TV, San Francisco Government Television.